All right. Welcome to the Lovable Lawyer Podcast, Episode 4. I'm excited to be with you guys. And today, I want to talk about some high-profile cases, kind of illustrate what happens when planning isn't done the right way. Or, you know, maybe there was just a lapse and somebody elected to adopt the no plan plan. And so I got two different cases that we want to run by because I think stories and actual accounts are the best way to illustrate a lot of this stuff. And so the first one we want to talk about, Joe Robbie Stadium issue and the late Joseph Robbie and what happened there. And then we're also going to take a look at the estate of Prince that is still ongoing. You have two very different circumstances there, and they're great because they illustrate two different kind of mistakes that can happen in the planning sphere. And in Joe Robbie's case, it also involves what could have been done differently in some life insurance aspects of the planning. So anyway, so let's dive into it today. Excited. So Joe Robbie, you know, for those of you that may not know, he was the founder of the Miami Dolphins football team. And in the end, his team and the stadium that Robbie built in 1984 with $115 million of his own money had to be sold by the family to sell a huge amount of estate taxes shortly after he died in 1990. So the circumstance there was that, and this is pretty common, by the way, when you deal with businesses, family businesses are huge for having issues because a lot of times they're not very liquid. And so what will happen is there's a value to that business, as there was in the case of the Miami Dolphins team and the stadium. So a lot of times you have all this value, but you don't have the liquidity to pay the estate taxes. So at the time of this podcast, you know, your estate tax rates are around 40% on the high side. And so that's 40%. So let's say you had an estate tax bill of $20 million. You know, you're talking about roughly $8 million at that amount in estate taxes. So just on the $20 million. So in the case of Joe Robbie, you know, the estate was worth well in excess of that. And so, you know, you're really talking about a $70 million estate, I think was what some sources said, you know, when it was all said and done. So in the case of Joe Robbie, what happened is he actually did some planning. So yesterday we kind of did an overview of what is estate planning. And we talked about the various documents that you can have. And we touched on, you know, revocable living trusts and having a will and these kind of things. Well, what Joe Robbie's estate actually did, or what Joe Robbie did for his estate, was he had a revocable trust, and then he had a pour over will. And what that is that the will would put the assets in the trust in the event of his death, and then that trust was going to provide a lifetime support for Joe Robbie's spouse. And so that was actually done and put in place, and the problem with that plan is that it was more suitable for your average household. We talked about what is an estate, and we talked about who needs planning. And you know, an estate is just a bundle of assets, right? But one thing we didn't get into yesterday was that, you know, you can do planning, and, you know, a lot of times you think your estate might be too small. Well, if the estate's too big for a particular plan, as was the case of Joe Robbie, then you've got another problem. So what happened is he tried to go with a sort of basic plan with this revocable trust. And what happened was that this money was put into his trust for his wife, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth up and decided that she was wanting her lump sum share all at once rather than to get lifetime income and these kinds of things. And so she did what was interesting in Florida, which is another topic in and of itself, but it was that she demanded her elective share, okay? And a spouse can do this in the state of Florida. And she did. She said, I want my lump sum. I want 30% of the estate right now. And, of course, the legal advisors that were all running the estate said that we would really like to postpone that. There's not enough liquidity. And Elizabeth, the record shows, she said, you know, I want it right now. And so they had no choice but to sell the Miami Dolphins team and stadium at what they termed to be fire sale prices. So this is exactly the kind of catastrophe that we want to avoid. And it was really because of inadequate planning. You know, this is in today's market, you know, if someone wants to have a revocable trust and pour over will done, you know, you're probably talking between $3,000 and $5,000 to get that done. You can imagine a $70 million estate. You know, it was an estate that warranted some more specific and sophisticated planning, and yet in this case it wasn't done, and so this is what the result was. So that estate had been set up to defer the estate taxes until after Elizabeth's death. But when she asked for her 30%, it made those taxes come due, and that's what created a problem. Perhaps it wasn't foreseeable for Joe Robbie to think that she could make that demand, but it's always available in the state of Florida, unless there's some planning that's done to prevent that. And one thing would maybe be like a prenuptial agreement or something says that she won't exercise that right. So she did in this case. So there was not enough cash, and the bottom line and the takeaway is that this could have been avoided through some different tax planning strategies. They could have bought life insurance to cover the estate taxes. That's a very common strategy in a way that life insurance is used for estate planning. And if there could have been some other trust structures that would have prevented the taxes from coming due at the time that Joe passed away, given that his wife was still alive at that point. So anyway, that was one situation. You have another extreme with the estate of Prince from my home state of Minnesota, and his estate is even larger. They're not really sure exactly how much it's worth at this point, and the estate process, as I speak, is still going on, okay, in the state of Minnesota. So they estimate it, you know, around possibly around $200 to $300 million. Dollars as far as the value, and the state of Minnesota still hasn't been paid its state taxes, because in that state there's a state estate tax as well as the federal. And you know, the there are platoons of lawyers working on it. The legal fees are in the $10 million range. They're estimated probably more than that as the time's progressed since that statistic came out. And so, so, you know, the lesson there in Prince's estate is that if you die without a will, then you're going to leave behind confusion. If you have an average bundle of assets, an average estate, and you die without a will, then you have a little bit of confusion, and it can be stressful for families. If you die without a will and you have a $100+ million estate, what you have is total chaos. So in Prince's defense, he was only 57 when he passed away rather suddenly. No one really knows what happened there. And it was confusing because when you don't have a will, you don't really know who the designated heirs are. And I know there were a number of people that, of course, stepped up to the plate on that to be included. And so it's been an ongoing struggle with legal bills racking up and people arguing and consultants getting involved and documents being cranked out in what has been described to be blizzards of documents all up in Carver County Probate Court in Minnesota. So all these things to say that, you know, when you have either an inadequate plan or a no plan plan, because you just hadn't gotten to it, people procrastinate on this stuff, and then bad things can happen. And, you know, for the average household, you know, you might think, well, you know, I don't have those kind of situations, and you don't, but you also don't have teams of lawyers that can work on it. So really you have maybe one or two family members that are going to have to be sorting out the confusion that is there. So it's still critically important to have have some proactive planning at whatever level, you know, your bundle of assets, your estate is at. And in order to avoid, you know, the Joe Robbie scenario or the Prince scenario. And so that's the takeaway. As always, we want to bring topics that are relevant to you guys in this podcast. We want to unpack the world of estate planning, and that means planning for your bundle of assets. And we want to have a lot of stories, so please feel free to submit those with your comments and share and subscribe. And again, thankful to be with you guys, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Thanks.